to Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. On today's program, we welcome Chef Valerie Wilson, otherwise known as Macro Val. For a dozen years now, Chef Valerie Wilson has specialized in teaching cooking classes using macrobiotic, organic, sugar-free, dairy-free, wheat-free, high-fiber vegetarian techniques. She will be presenting to us two dishes from her popular cookbook, Perceptions in Healthy Cooking.
Hi, I'm Chef Valerie Wilson, and I'm here to teach you how to cook healthy and live happy. Today's show is going to feature two fantastic recipes, tempeh burgers and brown rice and sunflower seed salad. But for now, let's go shopping. The first thing we're going to need is some tempeh in the frozen food section. We're going to use the original soy for this recipe. And we need some raw walnuts from the bulk section. A more economical way to get your spices is to buy them from the bulk section. We'll be getting some basil and some sage today. We want to make sure we don't forget our tamari and our sea vegetable, dulse. And we also want to remember to get our organic sesame tahini along with our whole grain barley flour. And don't forget to stop by the produce section to pick up organic onion and some organic garlic. Welcome to my kitchen. We've gone shopping and we have all of our healthy ingredients here. And now we're going to make one of my most popular recipes out of my cookbook and one of my own personal favorites, tempeh burgers. These are so delicious. You can serve them at your next picnic and everybody will love them. And the first thing you want to do is get the tempeh out of the package, okay? So I'm just going to do that now. Tempeh is very high in protein, 19.5% protein, and it contains all of your essential amino acids, also contains B vitamins. But the wonderful thing about tempeh is that you can add flavors to it, and it becomes very flavorful. What I'm doing with the tempeh is I'm just crumbling it into a bowl. Now, what is tempeh? Tempeh is soybeans, and the soybeans have been partially cooked and then fermented. And why that's so important is because fermented food is very easy for you to digest and for you to assimilate. So tempeh is really easy on your digestive tract. I'm going to start heating the pan back here so that we can cook the burgers, okay? And I'm going to put some toasted sesame oil in there. We're going to be cooking them in toasted sesame oil. Okay, so the pan's heating up. To the tempeh, I am going to be adding some tamari. Now, tamari is a salty condiment, and it's made from soybeans that have been fermented. It's the healthy version of soy sauce, is what it is. Next, we'll be adding some spices, a little bit of sage, a little bit of basil, and then we need to add a little bit of water to bind the salts together. And then we're also going to be adding a quarter of an onion, diced. And we have one garlic clove that's been minced, and that's all going into the burgers also. Then we're going to be adding some ground walnuts. Now you can get ground walnuts by putting the walnuts in your food processor and just grinding them up. Walnuts are excellent brain food. They feed and nurture your brain, and they contain omega-3 fatty acids, and we're going to be putting that in the burgers. This is dulse flakes. Dulse is a sea vegetable, and it's a plant that grows in the ocean. Dulse is very high in minerals and trace minerals, very high in iron and calcium, and very high in B vitamins. So it's an excellent food for you. It has a really nice salty flavor to it too, so it's going to give the burgers this delicious flavor. And I really love this tahini here. It's made with organic sesame seeds. And so tahini is just sesame seeds that's been made into a paste. So we have a little bit of whole grain barley flour. Very important when you buy your flours, don't get white flour. So you always want to get whole grain flours. That means that the bran and the fiber is still in the flour and it's much healthier for you. So now we're going to mix the burgers together, and the best way to do that is with your hand. So I'm using this squeezing action with my hand. That helps so that all the ingredients get incorporated together. And I'm just going to take some of the batter right there, put it in my hands. I'm going to form a patty with it. Now you want to use your nice strong energy and press it together so it'll stay together as it's cooking in the pan. And so what you want to do is you just want to brown it in the toasted sesame oil that we have going on back there. And then after it's been brown, you can individually wrap them, or you can eat them right away, and you can store them. So these are our delicious tempeh burger. Section, and look at all this colorful, beautiful produce. We're going to pick up what we need for our salad. We need one onion, nice firm onion, and we need some of this beautiful celery. We're in the bulk section now, and I'm getting some of our organic short grain brown rice. When you come shopping, you might be a little confused because they're short grain and long grain. I prefer the short grain. It has a sweeter taste. We're picking up the condiments that we need for the dressing. We need some tamari, and let's not forget our delicious corn oil. And our last ingredient, some organic corn. And let's head back to the kitchen and get cooking. Welcome back. Next, we're going to make a healthy brown rice and sunflower seed salad. First off, we need to take our sunflower seeds and toast them. Sunflower seeds are your high vitality food. They give you lots of energy and vitality. And we are going to just simply toast them. And the way you do that is you pour it into the bowl and you just get the sunflower seeds wet, like so. That ensures that the sunflower seeds will cook evenly and you won't end up scorching any. Take a dry fry pan and just put the sunflower seeds in the pan, like so. And then you just lightly toast them on the stove back there until they're a beautiful golden brown color. All nuts and seeds contain a particular enzyme that makes them very hard to digest. And just by toasting the seeds, it makes it more digestible and your body can assimilate them more easily. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to dice this celery up here. I'm going to get the cutting board a little bit wet. This is a really good cutting technique when you're at home cutting your vegetables. If you use your wooden cutting board and you get it wet before you actually start cutting your vegetables, what happens is the water fills in the pores of the wood, so the wood doesn't absorb the color and the odor of the vegetable that you're cutting, and that way your cutting board stays fresher so much longer, and it also doesn't end up smelling like onions or anything like that. Now what I'm going to do with the celery is I'm going to lightly steam it. And the reason why I'm going to lightly steam it is to just freshen it up and make it that bright green color that's just so beautiful. Now every once in a while with the sunflower seeds, you just want to give it just a quick stir, okay? Just to make sure that all the sunflower seeds cook evenly. And then the next vegetable we're going to put in the salad is an onion. So what I did was I soaked the onion in some cold water. And you know what that does? That prevents you from crying when you cut the onion. And then what I'm going to do, I'm just going to dice the onion. And so I go straight up and down like so. So I'm going to just lightly steam the onion. And that's going to take some of that pungency out of the onion, and it's actually going to create the onion being nice and sweet for us. I'm going to check the sunflower seeds. And then see, it didn't take hardly any time at all And the celery is already beautiful, bright green. So we will put that in the bowl. And next we're going to steam the onions. And the dressing for the salad, we're going to put in a little pot and we're going to warm it on the stove. And the reason behind that is when you warm the dressing, it just combines the ingredients and just makes it much more flavorful. The ingredients of our dressing is water, some of our tamari, and then I have a little bit of corn oil. I love using corn oil because it gives that delicious, rich, rich flavor without having to put butter in there, which gives you the saturated fat. The corn oil is a good quality fat, and that's what I like using the corn oil for. And I'm just going to heat it back here on the stove. Well, our sunflower seeds are done now. The sunflower seeds, they're just nicely brown. Oh, I wish you could smell this. Oh my gosh, this smells so good. So in the bowl, I'll put the toasted sunflower seeds. The onions are done being steamed now, and we'll put the onions in the bowl. The main ingredient of the salad is our brown rice. You just take 1 cup of brown rice, you mix it with 2 cups of water, and then you bring it to a boil. You let it open boil for just a minute, and then you reduce it to the lowest possible temperature you have on your stove, put the lid on it, and it pot boils for 1 hour. The brown rice absorbs all that water, and it comes out perfect for you every time. Once it's cooked, brown rice has this delicious sweet flavor. It's going to make our salad just taste awesome. Brown rice is very high in B vitamins, it's high in fiber, and it's also our complex carbohydrate. Complex carbohydrates are what gives your body energy. It gives your body long, sustainable energy to last throughout the day. So we will put the brown rice in the bowl along with all of our other vegetables and sunflower seeds. And the last ingredient that's going to go into our salad is corn. Yum. Corn is actually the signature grain for the summertime. So whenever you put corn into a recipe, it gives this lightness and this vitality to the dish, and it makes it so delicious. It has that sweet flavor to it also. And you pour the dressing over the top. And then you just mix it all together. And that is our brown rice and sunflower seed salad. We'll finish up now by taking our delicious tempeh burger. We're going to serve it on one of these wonderful whole grain buns. And we're going to put some colorful leaf lettuce on there. And you can serve it with your favorite condiment, some mayonnaise, mustard, or ketchup, whatever you prefer. And we'll serve up our colorful brown rice and sunflower seed salad. And remember, you'll be serving these healthy dishes at your next picnic. Both of these recipes are featured in my cookbook. See you next time on Healthy Cooking with Macro Val.
Thanks for joining us on Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Between Master and Disciples. May your blessed heart always remain youthful in happiness. Thank you.
For more details, please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/VEG.